Ignorance and blind passions abound, pervading everywhere like innumerable particles of dust. Greed, envy, jealousy, and contention increase. Blind passions and evil increase, so that they are like high peaks and mountain ridges. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. My name is Shinji Kawagoe, a minister of Hirobetsu. Actually, last year I came to Hawaii from Japan. So this is the first time to give a Dharma message for this radio program, and it will be a great pleasure for me. By the way, today's Gosandai, a beginning sentence, is written by our founder, Shinran Shonin. I think today's topic is a little bit difficult, but through his sentence, I'd like to talk about G, A, and S, gas. First of all, speaking of gas, what does it bring to mind? Well, I checked the dictionary, and there are quite a few meanings. Actually, I didn't know that. Anyway, gas is a liquid fuel used in many vehicles. The accelerator pedal on a motor vehicle. A substance such as air that will spread to fill any space that contains it. Okay. But in my case, when I hear gas, it is a kind of air which is from your body. Oh, I had gas. Sorry. Something like that. But you know, today I have to give a Dharma message. So, of course, today's gas is a word of Buddhism. But also, I'd like to talk about the air from your body as well. Well, first, I must say that Buddhism's gas, G, A, and S, are initials which are taken from greed, anger, and stupidity. So now, can you imagine what is the contention between Buddhism's gas and the gas from your body? It is that both of them are produced by yourself in you. And another common point is, even if you want to get rid of them all, if you live as a human being, it is absolutely impossible to do that. For example, I want to stop any gas from my body. Have you thought such a thing? But you know, even if you can do that, it's not good for your health. And actually, when you have gas, you can check your health. So, in fact, it's not only bad things. It is also part of being human beings to have gas. Okay, next. How about Buddhism's gas? Do you remember? Buddhism's gas is greed, anger, and stupidity. Generally speaking, we call them the three poisons. As I read the Gosandai, the three poisons are pervading everywhere like innumerable particles of dust. There are three typical passions in our source of suffering. Our mind makes passions, but you know, sometimes we cannot control them. In fact, we human beings are very strange creatures because we are bothered by them even though they are produced by ourselves. There are various passions in our mind, and particularly troubling ones are greed, anger, and stupidity. First, greed is a mind of a devourer, and if you have it, sometimes you cannot control yourself well, and then you can speak and act according to your desire. Next is anger. It's also one of strong passions. We might get angry if you don't like someone's words or attitude. And if you can't clear that emotion, it will turn into a bandit. And when you remember that situation, your mind will have suffering. And last is stupidity. We call it ignorance. So you can see the truth in this world well, and it is called the source of passions. For example, actually, you don't know what kind of result greed and anger will lead to. So you don't think to keep them away, and you don't care to go along with passions. There are a lot of important things, but first, you must know everything has a cause and effect. So, if you do good things, you will have good karma. And on the other hand, if you do bad things, you will have bad karma. What do you think of the three poisons, greed, anger, and stupidity? Do you need them or not? Although I cannot treat them the same as the gas which is from your body. But today's Gosandai says blind passions and evil increase so that they are like high peaks and mountain ridges. So you can't get rid of all of them completely. I mean Buddhism's gas and from your body, both of them. By the way, I am a skier. I really love skiing. So, if I can, I want to live near a snowy mountain all year long. In fact, when I was a university student, I lived at the base of a snow mountain for 3 months, and I'd been living in isolation from the outside world. As a result, I have a serious symptom in the knee, and I have pain there at all times. But even though, if possible, I want to go skiing every year. Of course, I can understand my physical condition. Though today's Gosandai, I've known that I have very strong greed and stupidity. My desire, going skiing, always wins over worrying about my body's condition. How sad human nature is. There's my favorite sentence, which is written by our founder, Shinran Shonin. And it comes to the point about me. It is, passions obstruct my eyes, and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, the great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. Does it make sense? My desires or thoughts obstruct my eyes, my mind, and I cannot see the light. The light means the truth in this world. Nevertheless, the great compassion, Amida Buddha's compassion, is untiring and illumines me always. Even you can see your situation very clearly, like me. It is possible that your strong passions manipulate the fact. Even though Amida Buddha's compassion cares for you always. And I'm sure you know very well about homages. It is in our red service book. It also has my favorite sentence. It is hard. It is to be born into human life. Now we are living in it. Difficult it is to hear the teachings of the Blessed One. Now we hear them. Fortunately, now I have human life and an occasion to hear the teachings. So now I can say the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, to show my appreciation to Amida Buddha. Well, let us conclude. I'd like to have Gosandai again. Ignorance and blind passions abound, pervading everywhere like innumerable particles of dust. Greed, envy, jealousy, and contention increase. Blind passions and evil increase, so that They are like high peaks and mountain ridges. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening.